We continue learning 5 minutes of Bitachon a day. We're basically finished the third chapter in the Beis Halevi. But before we move on to the fourth chapter, in the footnotes over here, he sends you to the back, to Appendix N, in which Rav David Sutton points out the advantages of fear. We spoke yesterday about when one is approached with a fear, with anxiety, he has a decision to make. He could either allow that fear, allow that anxiety to pull him down, which will inevitably not only cause him more fear and anxiety, but actually create more situations. It will actually cause destruction by having that fear. Or on the flip side, he could be loira, not be afraid, and thereby nothing could harm him. So in the back over here, he explains how fear is actually a natural instinct. And he tells a story that there was a certain stuntman who used to recklessly climb and perform feats that others would never even attempt. And he actually injured himself. And upon discovery, they realized that this stuntman was actually deficient in a certain chemical in the brain that causes fear and anxiety. And therefore, he pushed the limits too far. Fear and anxiety are natural, inborn characteristics that, of course, allow us to make sure that we don't touch the boiling hot fire. But in our relationship to Hashem, they're there as well, as we spoke about yesterday, to remind us we're fearful, we're anxious. Are we now going to suffer, or are we going to embrace it, daven, and connect deeper to Hashem? And he quotes over here from the Pele Yoyitz, another incredible idea, how that when one has fear, he could take that fear that he has, he could take that feeling of anxiety, and he could take it and he could channel it to be fearful of Hashem. Similar to the Bris Karav we learned in Sharim B'Tfilah, that when we learned that the Bris Karav as a small child was crying, and he started saying to Tehillim, and he said, if I'm crying anyways, might as well utilize those tears in prayer. Similar, the Pele Yoyitz teaches us, you're fearful, you feel anxious. Take a moment, channel that fear and that anxiety to be fearful, being anxious of the God Almighty that runs the world. And one last idea he quotes on page 132 from the Ben Ish Chai, that the Gemara in Brachos that teaches us that one who has Yisurim should look into his actions, do a little tshuva, a bit of introspection. He says, the Ben Ish Chai, look carefully at the Gemara. The Gemara says, one who sees suffering coming, says the Ben Ish Chai, it's not referring to someone actively suffering. It's referring to someone that sees in the future, you're anxious, you're fearful. It's not yet here. What's going to happen in the business? How are my children going to play out? Is this health situation going to deteriorate? That fear, that anxiety, we can either allow it to crush us, or says the Ben Ish Chai, allow that fear, allow that anxiety to let us connect. Look a little deeper. Maybe there's something that we could fix and thereby allow the fear to be a positive force in our life. And with that, we'll move into the fourth chapter with the understanding how fear could be for our good, or fear can bring on more terrible things. Says the Beis Halevi as we begin the fourth chapter for 1 minute over here. And the Beis Halevi begins, and really just the first line we will read today. Vahayira mi baser vidam. If we're fearful from people, and who isn't? Whether it's from the boss, will we get the raise? Will we get fired? Whether it's a friend, will he befriend us? Will he come to our simcha? Will he come and be there for us? Whether it's a spouse, one's afraid about something they did or something that's going to happen. Mevur ba'pasik shezeh ba. Where does the fear come from? The fear is a good thing? No. Says the Beis Halevi, shezeh ba mitzad shichcha b'Hashem yisbarach. If there's a moment in time that we forget about God, we're not cognizant that Hashem is running the world, that's where the fear comes from. And we conclude by looking at note number 11, And note number 11 addresses a question that I'm sure has plagued all of us. What? You're commanding me to not be afraid? It's an emotion. How could I physically not allow my emotions to be emotions? Note number 11 of David Sutton explains the words of the Beis Halevi that we just learned, which is what? That if you actually realized that Hashem was holding your hand, you wouldn't be afraid. When you're afraid, when you're fearful, it's because at that moment, we forgot, we weren't cognizant, it wasn't tangible, that holding her hand, that's what brought about the fear. B'siyata d'shemaya, we'll continue from here, Amir Tzah Hashem.